10 years ago, America was digging itself out of the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. Now, a booming job market, including the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, has the U.S. economy celebrating more than a decade of sustained economic growth. That growth is expected to continue into 2020, though there's still some uncertainty about how long it will last. We asked Eric Rosengren, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, to WBUR Studios to talk about the economy heading into the new year and look back at 2019.
Despite all the volatility over the course of the year, we've actually had very good outcomes. The unemployment rate's quite low. 3.5% unemployment rate nationally is the kind of unemployment rate that we don't normally see, so labor markets are quite tight. We actually think the unemployment rate might even drift down a couple tenths from where we are. We're seeing growth in the overall economy. And even though inflation's a little bit low, we're expecting it to get back up to 2%.
The head of the largest bank in the U.S., Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, in a recent interview on 60 Minutes, said, "This is the most prosperous economy the world has ever seen, and it will be prosperous for the next 100 years. I'm wondering what your take is on the long term, but in this case, let's make the long term, say, the next 2 or 3 or 5 years.
If we were to have a very serious trade dispute, or if the global economy were to slow down, we actually don't have that much room to lower interest rates. Interest rates are already quite low. So I think there are challenges to the economy, but I do agree with the assessment that overall the U.S. economy is in a very good position.
Tell us why you've opposed proposals to cut interest rates in the Fed's past few meetings.
I do worry about having a negative shock to the economy that we can't completely offset and not having enough room to address the potential problems. So the second concern with low interest rates actually is what it incents people to do. So when interest rates get very low, you're much more willing to buy a bigger house. A firm's much more willing to take on more debt. And that means they're less resilient if we have a shock to the economy. And this is a stage of the economy where I don't think we necessarily have to be encouraging more financial risk-taking.
All right, let's talk about trade. The trade war with China will start there. President Trump says phase one of his new trade deal with China is almost complete. The U.S. canceled a round of tariffs that were supposed to hit Chinese goods to encourage it to get there. Are you optimistic about the future of this deal?
Basically, what it is a truce. It doesn't deal with many of the long-run problems that we have with China. I think it's good that we have a truce. A truce is certainly better than a war. But I am concerned that going forward, the negotiations are going to be quite difficult, and I don't think we're out of the woods yet on trade.
Has the trade war with China impacted us in a way that we can measure?
It has impacted the U.S. economy in two major respects. One, exports are down. A second area is that business investment is weaker than it otherwise would be, and that's in part tied to the uncertainty about what tariffs are going to be. And as long as we have a lot of trade uncertainty, I think firms will be a little bit more resistant to taking on big financial obligations.
Lawmakers today take a vote on the new Canada-Mexico trade deal with the U.S. to replace NAFTA. What are your thoughts on the deal and how that will affect the U.S. economy?
I don't view this agreement as substantially different than the agreement we had before. There are nuances that are different. But what is good news is that it doesn't look like this is going to ratchet up to something that is more troublesome for the U.S. economy. So it's very important that we continue to have relatively open borders with Canada and Mexico. They're our largest trading partners. And so the fact that there is a deal being signed, I think, is very positive news.
Let's talk locally here at home. The state economy has stayed strong, but did contract a little bit over the third quarter of this year, even as the nation's economy grew. Can we rebound from this small downturn?
So I would say Massachusetts and most of New England is in much better position than the rest of the country. We're, in some sense, a victim of our own success. Our labor markets are very tight. So when I talk to businesses, their biggest concern is that they aren't going to get the employees they need in order to be able to do the kinds of expansions they'd like to do. I think we talked last time that I was here about some of the transportation challenges. It's very expensive if you want to live in town, and if you live outside of town, it can be a very difficult commute. That prices it out for many people, including some of the young people that we would actually like to continue to attract to the city.
Let's look ahead to 2020. What's your outlook on the economy as we head into the new year?
I think the U.S. economy is well positioned for the new year, so I'm expecting that we're going to continue to have reasonably strong growth. There will be challenges. Some of those challenges will be in trade. And I would say that it is a somewhat uneven distribution for the economy in that the consumer is quite strong. So most consumers have the capacity to continue spending. In the long run, we really want businesses to invest because that's one of the ways we get a more productive economy over time.
Eric Rosengren, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. Great to have you in here again. Thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.